Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. The kingdom is coming, but we, as the church, have nothing to do with building that kingdom. That's the headline. In one moment, David James will join me to explain this statement.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
You know, a lot of people who don't even necessarily hold to the Kingdom Now theology still think it is the church's responsibility to establish God's kingdom here on the earth. I know you have a simple response to this. Share that with everybody.
And an idea that struck me as I was teaching God's plan through the ages, this idea, is it in fact the church's responsibility to establish the kingdom, or does that make any sense at all? And here's my line of thinking on this. We know that as believers, we are baptized by the Holy Spirit into the body of Christ. So the church makes up the bride of Christ. But we also know from Revelation 19 that we have another role in relationship to Christ, and that is not only as the body of Christ, we are the bride of Christ, and we will be led to him, our Savior, at the wedding supper of the Lamb. Now, if Jesus is the king, that means our role as the bride of Christ is as his queen. That will be our function in the kingdom. So functionally, we are the queen in the kingdom. Now, there is never such a situation where you have a queen, a coming king, takes a warrior princess bride who will be his queen, and it's her responsibility to defeat all the foes, fight all the battles, conquer all the lands, while the king is sitting on a mountain side, watching all of this transpire. And when she has established the kingdom, the queen beckons to the king so that he can come up and take his rightful place on the throne. That makes no sense. So it's easy to see that God is not doing that either, that Christ is going to return as described in Revelation 19, and we as his queen will be returning with him. He fights a battle, he establishes the kingdom, and we come in alongside him.
David James helping us to understand that God the Father actually gives Jesus the Son the kingdom, and we as the church have nothing to do with building that kingdom. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Many people talk and sing about the kingdom and the King, Jesus Christ. However, these people don't really understand this biblical concept of the kingdom. Let me give you a couple of key facts about the coming kingdom. God the Father gives the kingdom to Jesus Christ, his Son. That's Daniel chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. Notice that kingdom is forever. At that time, when God the Father gives the kingdom to his Son, Jesus then will receive the title King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That's Revelation chapter 19 and verse 16. That kingdom will be on the earth with Jesus as the king and the church his bride. That's Revelation chapter 19 verses 7 to 9. The church doesn't build the kingdom. The Father gives the kingdom to his Son and to the Son's bride, the church. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...